You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down Dalal Street. Let's find out all the action that transpired on Dalal Street. I hope you have comfortable shoes on because we have a lot to cover and a lot to discuss. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street.
Well, the big headlines, Sensex up almost 200 points and Nifty has reclaimed Mount 11,000. Financials, particularly PSU banks, as well as pharmaceuticals, metals and energy names, found favour among investors. These will be the salient headlines of what we'll be discussing. After starting the week on a negative note, the market today, on Tuesday, looked to reclaim its positive momentum from last week, backed by sharp gains in mid-caps. The Sensex managed to end the day almost 200 points higher, while the Nifty managed to end above the psychological support level of 11,000. Investors in equities are likely to have placed bets on lower crude prices and a stronger rupee, which boosted oil marketing companies as well as banks, among others. Bond yields also witnessed some softening. But strength in the market was largely on the back of a huge surge in mid-cap index, which managed to end over 2% higher. If you recall, the broader markets were not performing as well during the rally of last week, the mid-caps and small-caps, certainly not in comparison with the large-caps that had been the drivers of the rally last week. Financials, particularly PSU banks, as well as pharmaceuticals, metals, as well as energy names, found great favour among investors. State Bank of India, Sun Pharma, HPCL and IOC were the top gainers, while Hindustan Unilever Limited, IndusInd Bank and Tech Mahindra were among the top losers. A quick summary then, the Sensex closed higher by 196.19 points or 0.54% up at 36,519.96, while the Nifty rose 71.1 points or 0.65% higher at 11,008. The market breadth was positive as 1,443 shares advanced against a decline of 1,101 shares, while 173 shares were unchanged. Jayan Mangli, who is the president of Relic Air Broking, said in a statement, and I quote, "In a volatile trading session, the equity benchmark indices traded in a narrow range in the first half of the trading session. However, healthy buying was witnessed in the second half and the Nifty index ended the day with gains of 0.7% to close at 11,008 levels. The broader market indices outperformed the benchmark with BSE Midcap and BSE Smallcap, ending with gains of 2.1% and 1.1% respectively." Unquote. Let's take a quick look at some stocks that made all the news on Dalal Street, some for great reasons and some not so much. Private sector lender Federal Bank share price rallied 19.16% after reporting better earnings growth on lower provisions and strong loan growth for the quarter that ended June. If that was an example of a share price rallying based on a good quarter, the other side is Hindustan Unilever Limited. Shares of HUL slipped more than 4% despite the company reporting better numbers in the quarter ended June 2018. The company had reported a 19.2% year-on-year rise in its standalone net profit to 1,529 crore rupees for the quarter ended June. Some brokerages downgraded their rating on the stock, while some kept the rating unchanged and increased target price. Then we have Ashok Leyland. India's third largest commercial vehicle maker, Ashok Leyland, on Tuesday beat analyst expectations with a 232% rise in net profit for the June quarter, led by a sustained growth in domestic demand, helped by strong uptick in infrastructure activity. Ashok Leyland's stock rose 2.1%. The much-beleaguered Punjab National Bank is in the news, and this time for a good reason. The share price of PNB rallied 6.5% after the lender announced its action plan for current financial year 2018-2019. The public sector lender said it would monetize non-core assets to raise 8,600 crore rupees and target net profit of over 5,500 crore rupees in the second quarter of FY19, according to reports on CNBC TV18. Early on, I said it was a good day for oil marketing companies, and indeed it was so for aviation companies as well. The stocks of both these soared today on Tuesday on the back of falling crude oil prices. OMCs such as Indian Oil, HPCL and BPCL, that is Hindustan Petroleum and Bharat Petroleum, gained between 2 and 6%, while airline stocks such as Jet Airways, SpiceJet and Interglobe Aviation, which is the holding company for IndiGo, also closed in the positive terrain. In part 3 of the podcast, always looks at what the rest of the world is doing, we go straight to other markets in Asia. Japan's Nikkei 225 ended in the green, up 0.44% to close at 22,697. Hang Seng of Hong Kong, on the other hand, was down 1.25% to close at 28,181. Shanghai Composite of mainland China was down 0.57% at 2,798. The poor performance of some of these markets was because of energy stocks seeing a fall amid weak oil prices. European markets are still trading, and they've been trading quite flat in morning trade as investors are looking to study trends coming in from corporate results as well as cues from Fed Chair Jerome Powell's remarks. The Pan-European Stock 600 is down about 0.1% and trading at 383.39, Britain's FTSE down 0.13%, Germany's DAX down 0.16%, and France's CAC down 0.3% at the time of me telling you this. Meanwhile, in some not-so-chill news, we have Netflix. After four consecutive quarters of subscriber growth that soared past forecasts, Netflix, one of the FANG stocks that is Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, did not live up to expectations with a report Monday that slammed the stock on fears that subscriber growth may have peaked. The streaming media giant reported disappointing second-quarter results and a weaker-than-expected outlook after markets closed on Monday yesterday. Well, that's all the happenings on Dalal Street and Dalal Street equivalents from across the world. We hope you've had a good day at the markets yourself. And for all the information that you need about what transpired post-market hours and what you need to be prepared with as you go into the markets tomorrow, we will return with our running shoes because we will be taking a morning walk down Dalal Street first thing in the morning. And there will also be some stocks for you to pick. With all of that, we shall return. Until then, on behalf of everyone here at the podcast desk, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us. And do stay locked on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.